What exactly do Muslim men want? That's the theme of a book of essays called Salam Love. The book grew out of a blog called Love Inshallah, which is a place where American Muslims turn for advice on love and sex, a place to share their personal experiences. We're joined now by Haroon Mogal, who wrote an essay included in the book. The essay is about growing up as an Indian Muslim kid in Massachusetts. He joins us now on the line. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So your essay is about high school, specifically the high school prom. Why is this the chapter of your life you wanted to use to illustrate your struggles with identity and romance in particular?
I think I've reached a point where I'm comfortable writing about certain things in my life, so long as a decade and a half has passed. So I decided there was sufficient distance that I could tackle topics that might be a little bit taboo within some Muslim circles, but I didn't want to get too personal, shall we say.
So you were a pretty regular American teenager growing up in a Massachusetts town. But there were all these things, these regular American things you couldn't do. I'd love if you could read just from the very first page of the essay.
Sure. I tried to go along. I bought into it. We didn't drink. They did. We didn't dance. They did. We didn't date. They did. We did not like girls, never mind need them. Somehow it was assumed but unspoken that a spouse would pop up in a kind of ironclad Pakistani-American Hegelianism. Thesis, antithesis, children. But there was only so long I could stand being on the sidelines.
And how did your parents address these issues with you?
By not addressing them.
Hmm.
That was their approach. I don't even know if they ever actually explicitly told me that at some point I would be allowed to get married. I think it was sort of assumed that after I did med school and residency and a fellowship, then somehow I would get married. To who and how and what I would think about that, no idea, except probably by the age of 35, which, to note, I am still not at.
You write in the essay that you were the only kid who wasn't allowed to go to sex ed class. How come?
Yeah. We don't talk about those things. As a result, we have the highest growth rates in the world. There's some sort of, paradoxical relationship here.
But you would think that since your parents weren't comfortable talking about it, it would be easy to outsource the conversation to school.
It was just not discussed. The only way I found out was that I was told I had to go to the library one day. And I was sort of like, why? Usually if you're in trouble, you don't go to the library. And then I found out from my classmates that everyone is taking these sex ed classes for a couple weeks. And they told me that, a letter was sent home to our parents and they signed off on it. And so it was pretty devastating to be the only brown kid and the only Muslim kid and the new kid and the only one who's not allowed to take sex education. Kind of marks you for life.
You also weren't allowed to go to your prom, but you decided that it was a rule that you were going to break. Why was it so important to you at the time?
I think for me in senior year, I started to finally feel comfortable in my own skin. And to me, prom was the culmination of everything, right? It was the one thing that you did that marked you in high school. And for me, it was like a challenge I set to myself, something I wanted to do, something I felt I had to do, and then eventually something I thought would help me understand myself a little bit better.
Hmm. So why this book? What's important about it? Why is it something you wanted to be a part of?
I think for a lot of American Muslims, especially those of us who are in some kind of community role, we were forced to become, for lack of a better term, professional Muslims. A lot of the things that I wanted to do with my life, I was unable to do because I realized that as an American and as a Muslim, I had an obligation to become part of a conversation that we as a country needed. And I don't regret that. And I think it was something that is the right thing to do. But unfortunately, I think in the process, we were forced to deny a lot of parts of ourselves. And I don't think the Muslim community would have been ready to receive a book like this 10 or 15 years ago. I think it just came around at a point where I felt like I had to say something and get it off my chest and not pretend to be just one kind of person.
Haroon, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Haroon Mogal is the author of an essay in the book Salam Love, American Muslim Men on Love, Sex, and Intimacy. It has 22 very different essays from American Muslim Men. The book comes out Tuesday.